Special coverage from the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today. We've got the presentation that was made just ahead of the grand championship drive by a very special guest to OYE, Cabinet Officer, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, coming back to Oklahoma. Mr. Pruitt, of course, the former Attorney General for Oklahoma, and he was introduced by the board chairman of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Bob Funk of Express Personnel.
Scott Pruitt was confirmed as the 14th administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in February of this last year, and he's an Okie. And as you probably have read from one news article or the other, he is committed to ensuring that the EPA gets back to the basics of managing and protecting our environment by engaging with state, tribal, and local partners. He spearheaded over two dozen significant regulatory reform actions, including proposing the rescission of the 215 Waters of the United States rule in order to restore states' roles in the regulatory process and ensure clarity for affecting farms and landowners. He also started out with 15,000 employees, and he now only has 14,000, and I'm sure he could talk to you about that, but that's what we need. He is a strong believer in the importance of the environmental stewardship, which has said that ranchers and farmers are amongst the country's first environmentalists and conversationalists whose input he values immensely. Making a priority to embrace cooperative federalism and get it out of Washington, the Administrator Pruitt embarked on a state action tour and visited nearly 30 states so far over his first year to meet directly with people like you who are stakeholders who often went ignored by the previous administrations. Prior to serving the Trump administration, he served as the Attorney General of the great state of Oklahoma, where he became a national leader through a career advocating to keep power in the hands of us hardworking Americans. He also was my partner and co-owned and managed the Oklahoma City AAA Minor League Baseball affiliate and did a great job here in Oklahoma City. He also played ball for the University of Kentucky, but more than that, he's playing ball in Washington, D.C., and we're glad to have him representing us, our EPA Administrator, Scott Pruitt.
Bob, thank you. Thank you for that very kind introduction, and it is good to see you, Bob, and it's good to be with you here this evening. It's good to celebrate this event. As I arrived this evening, Bob told me this is the largest youth livestock expo in the entire world. That's quite something for Oklahoma, and I really appreciate Bob's leadership. I do bring you greetings from the president. And the president is out across this country, as you know, Bob. He's set an objective to return power to the people across this country. He's getting things done. He wants jobs and economic growth. And, Bob, you've been doing that your entire career. You've been focused on restoring dreams and people pursuing dreams. And as we gather here tonight, I want to speak to those young folks that we're recognizing and celebrating. Because those young folks that we're recognizing in this ring this evening, as I arrived, they're our brightest, most dedicated, committed leaders in the state of Oklahoma, and they're going to make a difference, not only in this state, but in states across the country, and we ought to celebrate that this evening. But to you young folks that we're celebrating this evening, I want to say a few things to you. You know, when you think about this country, what's made us great as a country is our ability to dream, to aspire. And I will tell you, in this country today, with the president's leadership, optimism is being restored because pessimism has dominated the last several years. And it's wonderful to meet young folks as I shake their hand, sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school that are thinking about what they're going to do tomorrow in college, thinking about what they're going to do for the sake of this country and this state. And there's optimism in their voice, there's optimism in their eyes. Helping people dream again as we're doing the good work of restoring the vision of America. I want to say to you, young folks, four things that I want you to keep in mind as you aspire for the future. Number one is you ask yourself about what you want to achieve in the future. Ask yourself, what is my cause? What is my purpose? What do I want to achieve in life? Because there are many of your friends that you're in high school with now and you'll be in college with in the future, they will begin the journey and their focus will be money. Their focus will be on position. Their focus will not be on making a difference for their fellow man. And I just want to encourage you, as you think about the future, think about a just cause that you can be about, a just cause where you can make a difference in the lives of people and make a difference for this country. Number one, focus on that. But number two, recognize as a young person that you've got to chart the course. As you're getting scholarships tonight, there are individuals making an investment in you. Monies that are being invested in you for you to be able to go to college and pursue your dreams. You're charting a course, and you should chart a course for the future and plan and study and dream and work toward achieving things by strategies and plans that can actually achieve good things. So chart your course. Be purposeful about it. But as you chart your course, you need to do something very important. And it's the most important thing that I think you need to do, and this country needs more of it. Commit yourself to achievement. Because I will tell you, in this country, we don't have as much risk, and we don't have people making as much risk as they did in the past. They're not dreaming as much as they did. So I want you, as we celebrate this evening, as you receive these scholarships, I want you to look forward to the future and know that you can dream, that you can pursue, take risk, and as you take risk, there's going to be great reward. So I'm very excited, Bob, to join you, Jimmy Harrell as well. When this began about 10 or 11 years ago, I was just talking to Bob. A good friend of mine, Justin Whitefield, was involved in this. And as this event took off, it was not as big as it is today. And these two men, Bob Funk and Jimmy Harrell, and a lot of you in this room, said, we can be better. We can achieve better for this youth of this state. And they began a journey. And here we are, 10 or 11 years later, the largest youth expo in the world. I don't know what the scholarship's going to be given out this year, but close to $2 million that's going to be given out this year. That is remarkable. But the money is not the most important thing. The most important things are the lives that are going to be changed. These youth, these students are going to be changed, and the difference they're going to make in behalf of this country of the future. Let's celebrate that and know that there's an exciting future ahead because of these young folks behind us. Thanks so much. Godspeed, and it is good to be in Oklahoma. Keep dreaming, Oklahoma, and I look forward to seeing you soon again in Oklahoma. Thanks so much.
Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, former Attorney General of Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt, making an appearance at the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo Grand Drive. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.